I tend to think that humans did live longer, but as Bob said, the cumulative effects of sin are really taking their toll on the human race as they go on. And we talk about pollution. Certainly, immoral activity among human beings has shortened the lifespan. There are a number of things there, and I think what we're finding is that human beings are becoming not only weakened spiritually, they're also becoming weakened physically and simply not living as long, nor are they able to have children as a late of age as they were initially. And both of those things, the longevity of the human being and how old one is before one can have children, or how old one can be and still have children, I should say, I think are good signs as how robust the human race really is. And we find that decreasing rather quickly as sin keeps piling up upon sin in the human race.
Yeah, but you feel that the language is the same.
I feel it's the same, right. Yes. Yeah, days of years, basically, it says. And the days of so-and-so was so many years. And then you see that changing as we get closer and closer to people that we can relate more to, like Abraham, etc., we can relate to a definite culture. I see no reason to think there are different kinds of years that are being spoken of when you talk about people who live 900 years as opposed to people who only live 100 some years.
That's because God put a top limit to humanity, 120 years. And we know that the maximum is 120.
Well, it's 120 years, he says, I will give human beings 120 years basically before I wipe them out. And so what he's saying is, from the time he makes that statement, in Genesis chapter 6, it'll be 120 years until the flood comes. And so I see it as giving humankind, 120 years to repent before he finally comes in judgment. And through that time, he's preaching through Noah, but human beings will be around for another 120 years before the flood comes and wipes them out. I personally don't see that as meaning that human beings will only live 120 years at maximum. Although people aren't even approaching that today. I mean, as the psalmist says, we're lucky to get to 80 years. We see somebody 80 years old today, you think that they live a pretty good life.
You certainly have people who live beyond 120 years of life after that statement is made. Another thing that might be of some interest is if you say, well, maybe these years are very short years, and therefore we'll say they're months or something like that. So you get reasonable length of lifespan, we think today. What you find out is you have them bearing children at unreasonably early ages. So I think you have to say that earlier man had a definition for a year that was a recurrence of seasons. And we know now that the recurrence of seasons has to do with the earth going around the sun once. And there's been no mechanism that would have changed that drastically over the history of solar system. So there's no reason why you could convert meteors.